As far as the U.S., don't hold your breath on President Trump changing his mind about the Paris climate deal. The administration's commitment to rolling back efforts to fight climate change, it is abundantly clear. Polls suggest most Americans disagree with that shift, but there's not much they can do about it really until the next presidential election. There's at least one group, though, that isn't willing to wait that long. They filed a lawsuit to force the administration to take action on the climate crisis. It's a novel effort with an unusual group of plaintiffs. Ashley Ahern of the podcast Terrestrial has this profile of one of them.
Victoria Barrett was really looking forward to her high school's retreat junior year. But she got there late, right in the middle of the talent show, and in no mood to party.
I'm in a room like full of screaming, dancing girls, and I can't, like, I was like, does nobody know what's happening in the world? Like, how is anyone happy right now? Like, how is anyone having a good time?
Victoria wasn't feeling the vibe that night because she'd just come from the United Nations, where she'd been talking about the lawsuit she's involved in to try to force the federal government to take action on climate change. It's called Juliana versus the United States, and it was filed by 21 young Americans between the ages of 10 and 21. They claim that the government is violating their constitutional rights by supporting the use of fossil fuels that are the biggest source of climate pollution. It's an unprecedented lawsuit. Some legal experts have called it radical. Victoria just calls it necessary.
It's an issue of justice and fairness.
Warming temperatures, rising seas, and more extreme weather threaten the lives of America's young people. But Victoria says they've had virtually no voice in deciding what's to be done about it. So when one of the organizers of an environmental group she was involved in suggested she join the lawsuit, Victoria jumped at the chance.
It seemed like another way to make change. And I've always really been into government, and taking action through the judicial branch sounded really interesting. So I was like, yeah, I'm down for that.
And there's an even deeper resonance for her. Victoria's mom is from Honduras, and developing countries like that are in the crosshairs of the climate crisis.
Sea level rise really impacts the coasts of Honduras, but, you know, they're not the ones contributing mostly to the issue. It's an issue of justice and fairness, and, you know, the people who are contributing the least amount of carbon emissions to the world are the ones being most affected by it.
But being from Honduras, her mom was concerned about Victoria getting involved in a lawsuit against the government.
In a country like Honduras, suing the government is like, you don't do that. Like, that is not an option. You could tell, like, maybe she thought the CIA or FBI was going to be watching me or something. She just seemed very, you don't think this could be bad for you or anything? And I was like, no, this sounds awesome.
Victoria's mom eventually came around, but others have been harder to convince, like her dad.
He's skeptical as to how severe of an issue it is.
Victoria's dad is a big fan of conservative talk radio. She grew up hearing Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh in the car, and he doesn't think climate change is that big of a deal.
He thinks that some of the rhetoric around it is just inflammatory and wants to make people scared. And I think my dad is really smart. I just think that he's wrong about this specific issue.
Victoria says she and her dad have had a lot of hard conversations about climate change. But ultimately, she says he respects the fact that she's doing research and taking action against what she sees as inequality. This is a pretty novel case. Victoria and her fellow plaintiffs claim that the federal government is violating the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution. That's the one that says no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. The lawyers representing her and the other plaintiffs will argue that the government knew about the dangerous effects of burning fossil fuels and put the lives of citizens at risk by allowing companies to mine coal and drill for oil on public lands. And they'll ask the courts to require the federal government to commit to reducing CO2 levels in the atmosphere. I talked to one legal scholar who said this case is leaps and bounds ahead of where constitutional law has ever gone before, and there's not much chance it'll succeed. Others say it empowers the judicial branch and the courts to overstep their bounds and essentially determine national climate policy. And Victoria says the critiques go even further.
A lot of people think that we were put up to this, brainwashed, because we're kids. Apparently kids can't have, like, autonomous ideas or feelings.
She says she's fully aware of what she's getting into. She's been trolled on the internet, as have some of the other plaintiffs. She's missed school because of her involvement with the case, and she struggled to keep her grades up and try to balance that with a social life and hobbies.
It's not like I don't want to have to do this. It's just I feel like it obviously needs to be done. Like, young people need to be speaking about this issue because other people aren't dealing with it to the extent that they really should be. It's frustrating to think about the fact that sometimes I feel like people my age are fighting the hardest when really, like, we didn't even start this in the first place.
There's a long legal slog ahead. The Trump administration has asked to have the case dismissed, and there's a ruling expected on that any day. But win or lose, Victoria says the lawsuit is sending an important message.
Letting other young people all over the country know that you don't have to be able to vote to make political change. There's a lot of actions that you can take, and there's a lot of power that you have as a young person that shouldn't be wasted.
This fall, Victoria is a freshman at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, where she plans to study environmental and political science. For The World, I'm Ashley Ahern.